Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
I hope you guys are doing well out there tonight. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are encouraged today, and I hope you guys come ready to hear word of the Lord and ready to share with each other. You know, I can say this. I'm excited. I'm just a little tired, but it's all good. I'm just grateful to be here tonight. I'm just grateful to be here tonight. And I hope that you guys are, like I said, okay wherever you guys are tonight. Those coming through, we spend this hour together sharing, learning from each other, encouraging one another. That's what this hour is about. It's not about, it's an hour based on mutual respect and encouraging one another. That's the whole basis for everything. You're in the house, send some hearts out there, send some love. Let me know that you are there. Let me know that you are here. For those who come through, I appreciate you guys coming through. Sometimes, you know, I don't get a chance to acknowledge people because sometimes I don't see who is on and who is not on. But I will say this. It is great to be with you guys tonight. Kind of like it's like a continuation of our conversation from last week, where we were talking about healthy communication. And if you guys were with me last week, I was talking about healthy communication on my notes, because we were talking about healthy communication. We talked about what is healthy communication. We're talking about setting boundaries, healthy communication. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love, you guys. Then what do you want to communicate? We talked about that, what you want to communicate. So, Tamisha, we talk about, I asked you guys, I did ask you, what do you want to communicate? And then are you prepared to listen? And then we ended up with, encouraging one another with actually doing healthy communication. And so part two tonight is like this. God was like, you know, you talked about healthy communication, but he was like, you didn't talk about healthy communication. We talk about vertical, talk about the horizontal, you know, between our Creator. You know, so sometimes we kind of forget, how should we communicate with our healthy communication with God? You know, we do talk about each other, and we talk about how to create healthy communication. We talk about, like I said last week, about what it is. We gave our own personal definitions of what we, how we thought about healthy communication and about setting boundaries. But God was like, you know, you talked about all those different things, but you did not talk about communication with me. You're going on, Curtis Ray. You did not talk about communication with me. And so sometimes we focus on, are we listening to each other? Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you understand? Everything was like this, relational. But we weren't talking about that horizontal relationship, that horizontal communication with God. How do you communicate with God? So tonight's message is basically part two of last week's message, healthy communication. You know, and it's time to come up. It's time to come up, God. It's time to come up. Because just like we're talking about healthy communication as far as with each other, we need to be able to relate to God with some healthy communication, you know, if that makes any sense. Healthy communication, part two. I got to tell you, at the Heart Love Radio Show, this is part of Fire Hearts Ministries, and I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. Health Communication Part 2, that's focused on our communication with God, you know, focusing on healthy communication with God, you know, and it's very, very important that we put that focus, like God was saying, like, you know, you're focusing, hey, Mom, you know, you're focused on each other. Everyone talked about setting boundaries on healthy communication with each other and what do we want to communicate, then are we prepared to listen, you know, and it's like, while we encouraged each other, God's like, how about that healthy communication with me? You know, so how do you guys feel about that? What do you consider to be healthy communication between you and God? And I will be giving my viewpoints on this subject tonight, because sometimes, like I said, we focus on how we communicate with others, but God gets lost in the sauce. Sometimes God gets lost in our trying to make sure that we understand each other, that we are being understood, but are we listening to God? How are we communicating with God? What is our communication like with God? You know, we focus so much on each other, what we want to get from that. But what do you think God wants from us? And how do you think we can communicate with God in a more healthy more healthy style? You know, so what do you guys think about that? What's going on, Will? So my first point tonight is this: we should communicate with reverence. We should communicate with reverence. Tamisha says, actually listening to God and not just presenting a wish list. But that's a good one. That's a good one right there, Tamisha. Actually listening to God. How many of us actually take the time out to really just listen, to hear what God has to say? Hey, Mom, how you doing? How you doing, Mom? How many of us really actually take that time to really listen to God? Well, we just come with a wish list. This is what we want. This is what we expect. And that's about it. You ask, you know, and we expect God to work like that. But how many of you guys know that it does not, God does not work like that? You know, when we come up to God, you know, we have that word reverence. We should communicate with reverence. What do you think about when you think about that word reverence? What do you think about that word when you think about the word reverence? So for those who are coming through, this is interactive. You know, this is a time to really, encouraging one another and to respect each other's opinions and all that stuff and all those things. If you disagree, one of the things I say, I can agree to disagree. That whole part, when I think about the word reverence, I think about holiness. You know, the word of God says he is holy, you know. So tonight we're talking about health communication part 2. And first point was tonight that we should communicate with reverence. So when you're talking to God, you know, God's not like one of your homeboys. God is holy. He's the one who created you. So one of the things about it is that I feel like in some instances we have forgotten to approach God and realizing that God is holy. So when you come into and you're recognizing that he is holy, he created us, right? He created us. He created you. He created me. That's our belief, right? You know, and what happens is that we have to remember, my mom says, truthfully serving God with no special expectations. I love that, Mom. That's really, really it right there. That is really, really it right there. Truthfully serving God with no expectations, reverence. You know, and that goes along with that wish list that Tamisha was talking about. What's going on? What's going on, Michael? What's going on, Judith? You know, tonight we're talking about healthy communication part 3. You know, we should communicate with God with reverence, respecting him, respecting that he's the one who's made us. And, you know, be honest with them. You know, tell God what you're going through, but realizing that he's God. That means having a level of respect, a level of respect when you're approaching God. You know, And you know, that is something that I feel like we got to keep in mind. We got to get back to, you know, we got to get back to that. So I want to share with you Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2. I appreciate those of you guys who come through. Isaiah 6, chapter 2. Chapter 6, verse 2. I hope you guys are doing well tonight, wherever you guys are tonight. I hope you guys are doing well. And I appreciate you guys coming through and saying, hey, what's up? Sending some love, sending some hearts. Let me know that you're there. We should communicate with reverence. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2, it says, above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. You know, we should communicate with God because he's holy. He's holy. The scripture says he's holy. You know, thank you, Mom, for sending some love. Thank you, guys, for the love. Psalm 99, verse 5, chapter 9, verse 99, verse 5. It reads, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses, and you go back, going to verse 6, Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. So scripture talks about him being holy. And then we look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. You know, how you guys doing out there? This is definitely one of those moments. And I hope this message touches your heart tonight. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. It reads, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. So we have reverence because he's holy. There's no darkness in him at all. And then when you go on to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, I'm just trying to paint a picture so you guys can get the picture of what I'm saying. How you guys feeling? I know I got two of you guys on here, three of you guys on here, and I appreciate you guys for coming through and for hanging out with me for this hour tonight. And, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it reads, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Mm. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you have that reverence and you have that fear of the Lord, you have that fear of the Lord because it is the beginning of all wisdom. So we have this healthy communication. You have an understanding that God is holy. You have an understanding that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Understanding that you can have a possibility to have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. What's going on? Dr. T is in the house. Dr. T is in the house. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. And tonight we're talking about healthy communication part two, this communication with God, this communication with God. So first point tonight, Dr. T, and for those who the other two just came on, is that we should communicate with God with reverence. He is holy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Having that fear, understanding that he is so awesome. He is mighty. He is mighty. Having that fear, that reverential fear that this is God. He's the one who's created us. You know, so when we have that communication with God, we communicate with him. We understand that he is holy. We understand that he is worthy of all the praise. We understand these things, and we come with him with this healthy fear. What's going on? Cuz Aunt is in the house. We have this reverential fear because of who he is. So when we come to him, we need to have that reverential fear. And I think that in some aspects, in some instances, I feel like as if we have forgotten, we've gotten away from that. Hey, Dr. T, what's going on? Dr. T's in the house. We've gotten away from having that fear when we approach God and talk with God. You know, God's not yo, he's not your bro. And then we can be honest, and I feel we have to be honest with him, and we're going to get into that later on in our communication, but we have to understand who he is before we just walk up in his presence any kind of way. You know, Even if all praise God, we are gathered again. Yes, we are, cousin. We are gathered again. I want to read you something from Leviticus. Sometimes, you know, we don't read enough from the Old Testament, you know. This is Leviticus chapter 11, verses 44 and 45. I just wanted to read these two for you. It reads, I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves about on the ground. I am the Lord who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be holy, because I am holy. So we communicate to God with reverence. We understand that he's holy, and we come to him doing our best to not come with unclean hands and unclean hearts. And, you know, the thing about it is that Jesus Christ paid the price for us. So it's a little different from the Old Testament where Jesus Christ had not come. But what the Lord is saying is in this, in Leviticus 11, 44, verse 44, I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. So when we have this communication, this reverence with God, understand that he is holy, and we should strive for holiness in our lives. And we should fear God because of who he is. So we have this reverence of understanding that we can come before in God's presence and understanding who he is. You know, and sometimes, guys, I think we become so enamored by our schedules that we kind of forget. Who woke us up this morning? Who allowed us to be here? Because some people are not here. Some people left their homes and did not make it back home. So while we're here, guys, let's work on our communication with God. Let's work on ourselves. Let's work on becoming the people he's called us to be. And have that healthy communication with God is so important. It's so important. It's so important. You know, I want to read this before I go to the next point. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, to make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. No one shall see the Lord without holiness. You know, we should communicate with reverence. And it's very, very important that we come recognizing that God is holy. So we have to come before him understanding these things. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So that's my first point. What do you guys think about that point tonight? To communicate with reverence. Does that hit home? Is that encouraging you tonight? Is that encouraging you tonight at all? Well, second point tonight is this. Not only should we communicate with reverence, we should also communicate with praise on our lips. You've heard a song, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You know, I have to say this. That means you're giving thanks. You're giving thanks. You're thanking the Lord for what he's given you, thanking him for who he is, thanking for him for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to continue to do in our lives. So we should communicate with praise on our lips. And listen, guys, I grew up. What's going on, Reggie? What's going on, cuz? Love you, cuz. You know, I grew up listening to my mom wake up with praise on her lips and praying, getting on her knees and praying every morning. I grew up like that. I grew up listening to her do that. What's going on, Kirk? We should communicate with praise on his lips. Praise on our lips. Let me edit that. Praise on our lips. You know, having praise in your heart, having praise coming from your heart on your lips, you know, singing praise to God. You know, listen, have you ever gone through some terrible times and you, one thing you can do is just, even if you can't sing the words, you just might moan. Sometimes you have to moan. But listen, I'm giving praise to God. So learning to live with praise, that's healthy communication. Listen, you praise God, you give thanks. just imagine how you touch the heart of God and how God can speak and move in your life. So it helps communication. Come in for his presence with reverence, reverencing him. Communicate with praise on your lips, giving thanks. How many of you guys give thanks? What's going on, Kirk? I should bring on Kirk on live so he can sing a song. I should press live, Kirk, so I can get a solo out of you tonight. But I'm not going to do that to you. I think I'm going to start doing that, guys. I think I'm going to pick someone and bring you on live so you can spread a word or a song. I think I'm going to start doing that. But I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm not going to do that to you, Kirk. No, but we should communicate with praise on our lips. Now, listen to this. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. You know, I got to tell you tonight, I got to tell you this. Communicate with praise on your lips. When you get to that point where you say, I'm going to praise you, Lord. I'm going to praise you anyhow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that praise, when you fill your atmosphere with praise, God can work through and in your life. He can speak to your spirit. So communicating with praise on your lips is a great, great thing. That's a healthy communication. Teresa says, don't do it. We are not always camera ready. I'm going to get you next time, Tamisha. Terrell says, Dr. T says this, reverence equals respect. I was thinking the same thing, Dr. T. Reverence equals respect. God is no respecter of persons. He loves us all despite our station in life. However, we should exalt him as the Most High because he loves us just as we are. He deserves the highest praise because he embraces us for all we are not, and all we may someday become. Thank you, Dr. T. I love that, Dr. T. I love that. You know, one thing about he loves us where we are. And one thing I love, guys, I love that scripture. Now, I know I read it. I say it sometimes. John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. You know, listen, guys, there's a reason why we should praise him. You know, he loves us where we are. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He died for me. So we should come with praise on our lips, not complaints. You know, sometimes we come, have you ever spoken with someone before you can even say, hey, how are you doing? I know I might have done this. Sometimes I'm sure you guys might have done this too. And before the person can even say, how are you doing? And then we start complaining about everything. I know some people, I'm not going to put them out. When people start complaining like that, this particular person cannot take it. And the person's like, I had to get off the phone or I had to change the conversation. Because sometimes we just unload all this negativity. How about instead of focusing on that, let's focus on praising God and praising him and come expecting to hear a word from him. But healthy communication, having praise on our lips. You know, Psalm 1, now, you know, if you read all the Psalms, the individual Psalm, you know, the book of Psalms. But if you read the individual Psalm, you'll see all these different things about giving thanks and giving praise to the Lord. You know, listen, I encourage you guys to read Psalms. Read the book of Psalms. You know, but verse 1, it says this, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. When you get out to that point where we can communicate and we think about all things that God has done and all things he will do and all things he will continue to do in our lives, listen, that creates that atmosphere that's healthy. And I say it's healthy because it kind of goes back to that list that Tamisha was saying early in the beginning of the program. What's going on, James? That list, about that list that we have, this list, when we come to God, we expect him, you know, we want you to do this, we want you to do that, we want you to do this. How about just saying, I'm going to give you thanks? You know, how about saying, I'm going to give you thanks? You know, it is a time where I'll get Kirk to sing, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks. So giving thanks, that's healthy communication. When you can start off by just giving, first of all, come with reverence, understanding who he is. Come with praise on your lips because he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy to be praised. You know, and then guys, the whole thing about praise. Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, Lord, I need you to work in my life. I need you to speak to my life. I need you to speak to my situation. And you just start praising God. You start praying. You start praising. And of course, healthy communication with the praise on our lips, praise, prayer, praise and worship, prayer. All those things matter in having that, building up that atmosphere for that healthy communication with God. Praising him, thanking him for who he is. And sometimes just praising him throughout your circumstances, praising him through the hard times. Have you had some difficult and hard times? And one thing you can do is praise God, thank him, pray, and pray your way through it, praise your way through it. Have you ever seen God move in your life like that? I know I have. I know I've been in some experiences. I've been in some situations where I have experienced God move like that. Yeah. You know, but guess what? I'm going to tell you about this. This is a story in Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26 about Paul and Silas. Check this out. Paul and Silas, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. You see, that communication with their praying and singing hymns to God. You see how God moved on their behalf? They might have been in what probably was, one of the worst experiences they probably have experienced. They had experienced at the time. It says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Listen, communicate with praise on your lips. God can work in your life when you praise him. You just thank him, even in the worst situation, because guess what? Someone out there is going through something that is worse what you are going through. Believe you me. You know, so tonight I was talking about the first point tonight, communicate with reverence. Second point, we should communicate with praise on our lips. Third point, and that praise also goes with, you know, praise and worship, worshiping the Lord, praying, prayer, healthy communication, pray. You know, God has given us free will. You know, and sometimes God's just waiting. He's just waiting to see if you and if I am going to come to him and let our requests be made known to him. You know, we're talking about healthy communication. Not looking at God as like he's my genie in a bottle. He's my genie. No, the Holy Spirit is real. It's not it. The Holy Spirit is real. God's Holy Spirit. It's not an it. He's not an it. Spirit. You know, and I say this because what would happen? How would our relationship with God change if we recognize the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of the living God. Because Jesus Christ paid that price for God to have that connection with us again. Jesus Christ paid that price. So instead of looking at, don't look at the Holy Spirit, don't look at the Spirit of God like it. Holy Spirit is real, a real person, a real entity, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. So with this, guys, I just threw that part in there. But with this part, we should communicate with honesty. We should communicate with honesty. Now, listen, guys, if God wanted a robot or anything just to worship, he could have done that, right? He could have programmed, he could have created us like that. But he's given us free will. He's given us free will. He would like for us to have this relationship with him, not just something that's robotic, but something that's real, you know? So we should communicate with honesty. How many of us, we love to have honest relationships, right? Where people are honest about what they're feeling. And, you know, and sometimes, guys, we don't want to be honest with God because sometimes we say it might sound ugly. How we're feeling might sound ugly, but you see, we can act like the problem does not exist. And just because you act like it doesn't exist does not change the fact that it exists. It's just you're not choosing to deal with that and to recognize that. But God wants us to have this relationship with him, this communication, this healthy communication that is honest. You know, if someone makes you angry, don't act like you can be angry, but sin not. I am angry, Lord. That might not sound right. It might not sound good, but be honest with God. See, that's what, in order to have an honest relationship, it's like this. Sometimes we might go to each other and we might give 80% of the truth. But if we don't deal with the issue, then we can give our percentage of the truth, but still not deal with the real issue because you're not being totally honest. And that's not healthy. God wants us to feel free to come to him. But what I'm saying is that we have to respect him for who he is. He's holy. Then we should communicate with praise. Us giving thanks, then we have to be open, being open to God, being honest about our feelings, being honest about how we're feeling at that moment or that second. It might not sound pretty, it might not sound nice, but sometimes I have to be honest. And that person made you upset, they made me upset. You know, why is it so hard for us sometimes to be honest about some things? You know, but if we want to have healthy communication with God, we have to be honest. We have to be honest. You know, John 4:24 says this: God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. This is NIV version, y'all. You know, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Listen, you know, being honest. Who is God to you? Who is God in your life? You know, do you talk to the Lord? Do you ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you? Do you ask God to speak with you? Do you ask him to show you things in his word? Do you ask him to do these things? Do you even speak to God? Do you even talk to God? Now, I believe that God is ever present. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omniscient, you know, omnipotent, you know. How do you communicate with God? Do you communicate with him in all honesty? Are you, like, honest about how you're feeling? Are you honest about your struggles? Are you honest about, you know, who made you upset, who made you happy, about where you are? So you can give thanks. And the whole thing about being honest is God already knows. He's just waiting for us to come to him and say, look, I'm struggling in this area. I need your help in this area. These people are getting on my nerves. I need your help. No, but when you come to him and spirit and truth. Worship him in spirit and truth for who he is, knowing who he is. You know, spirit, we're spirit beings, right? And having this earthly experience, right? You know, be up front with God. Be up front with God. He already knows. He is waiting for you. And see, that's one of the things we have to really, really get in our hearts and our minds and our spirits to really understand this. He already knows. He is waiting for you to say, I need your help. I need you. But my question for you guys is, do you trust God enough 100% to really work things that are going on in your life? Or do you only talk to God when there are things that you really want? Or are you willing to say, you know what, I'm going to trust you, Lord, even though I don't understand what's going on. I'm going to trust that you are going to work things out for my good. It's like this, when this pandemic hit, right? And I'll be honest, when this pandemic hit, you know, I was over here, over there, here, out north, south, east, west. I was everywhere. But I was busy working. And when things stopped, when things stopped suddenly, you know, what God taught me is that I've got you. And listen, I haven't missed a beat. In some areas where it's like, I'm going to have lack. I didn't think I was going to have lack. I didn't think that at all, honestly. You know, I just said, Lord, I know you got me. And let me tell you this. I might have been frustrated sometimes. I might have been like, Lord, what is happening? Because this is going to be a good weekend. Then everything stopped. And God kept me. And I remember this, you know, because I've experienced this thing that I'm about to share with you. I knew that going through this experience, this COVID experience, that God still had me, because I told you guys, and I've shared this with you, that in 2016, I was on zero with zero. I was on zero emotionally, almost zero financially. But guess what? God kept me. You know, so I knew that because God had kept me before the pandemic, that God's going to keep me through the pandemic. And listen to this, and I did even better, far better than I thought I could have done, even though I was affected by it, but God still kept me. And, you know, and sometimes I had those honest conversations like, Lord, why am I going through this? But then I remembered, you know, Lord, you kept me. You kept me. You will continue to keep me. And that's, listen, I can tell you this, and he has kept me. You know, what's going on, Saran? What's going on, Brian? You know, so we should communicate with honesty. And I was honest with God. I was honest about my frustrations. Let me ask a question. Do you guys honestly speak with God and speak with him just like you're speaking with, like you communicate with the people in your life? Do you really talk to God? Do you really talk to him? And then do you listen to hear what he has to say? Do you actually listen to his response? When he's responding to you through his word, when he's responding to you, speaking to your heart, then when he's responding through situations in your life and through relationships in your life. Because God has given us free will. He's given us free will. What's going on, Brian? We're talking about healthy communication part two. Healthy communication part two. This time we're talking, focusing on relationship between God, healthy communication. So bring you up speed. First point, we should communicate with reverence. Point two, we should communicate with praise in our lips. Three, we should communicate with honesty. And this is where we are right here. God has given us honesty. He's given us the opportunity to be honest. He's given us the opportunity to have that free will to choose. You know, don't you want people in your life who choose to be there? Don't you want to have people who choose to want to be present in your life? Who choose, not like they have to? Because, you know, if you have to be in somebody's life, if you have to have a relationship with someone where you have to do this, you know, you begin to resent that person. But when you choose to say, you know, I want you to be in my life. You know, you want people in your life like that. God wants to have that relationship with you and I where we are truthful with him, and we go to him. We have that that open relationship where we can be honest. Now listen to this. This is a story in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but it's a story of Ananias and Sapphira. And listen to this. The thing about it is that they are lying to the Holy Spirit. Because at this time, guys, people were bringing their money, and there was no needy person in the believers. Okay. I'm going to read a little bit of it to you. I might as well just go ahead and read it. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. And at that point, everyone had sold everything to make sure that everyone was taken care of. All the believers were taken care of, because they're living in a different environment back then. It wasn't as if Christianity was as popular as it is now. It was just beginning. So some of them weren't, you know, living out in the open, being Christians like we are, like it is here. So like we are now, at least in America, I could say. But everyone brought their money. They're supposed to sold everything. And what it says right here, and Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has filled your heart with heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God. And when Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. See, they all had brought the money in, you know, brought you the apostles saying, you know, this is all, everything I sold, but he kept some of it. Point I'm saying is, I'm saying we should communicate with honesty. You know, just imagine if that would have happened now. You go and step before God's presence. And you tell these people, yeah, I've done this, I've done that in the name of the Lord. You're not honest. No, these people actually died. The husband, when you read the story, Sapphira, she had no idea. She had no idea that what her husband had experienced hours earlier. And they asked her the same question, basically. And she agreed that's the price. And basically, she died too. You know, thank God for grace. But this whole healthy communication with God, we should have it in honesty. Let's be honest. Let's be honest with him. Let's be honest with each other. We talk about healthy communication with God, because we've already talked about last week about healthy communication between ourselves, but it's from a healthy communication between God. And also, guys, I feel like the fourth point tonight is we should communicate with sincerity. And this is a word that did someone mention this earlier? I think Dr. T might have mentioned it. I think he said reverence equals respect. So, but I'm talking about right now, we should communicate with sincerity. How you guys think about that? We should communicate with sincerity. What comes to your mind when I ask you guys that question? Sincerity. But while you guys are thinking about that and respond to that, I'm going to read what Terrell said. Terrell says, in stillness, there is peace. When I shut down my own thoughts, doubts, fears, complaints, insecurities, depression, anxiety, anger, when I silence those things and sit in stillness, I find peace. I know in that peace is God's love protecting me and covering me with a blanket that conquers all of my darkest impulses. I know I am communicating with God when I allow him to silence the darkness that plagues my heart. Wow. Dr. T, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful, Dr. T. In stillness, there is peace. You know, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I've gotten to a point where, you know, you got to silence all the other craziness, all the noise that is going on, and I've had to do it in my mind. And so I understand what you're saying, doubts, fears, complaints, and insecurities. Wow, that's just beautiful. That is beautiful, Dr. T. That's really, 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 really beautiful. You know, wow. Mm. Especially this part, I know in that peace is God's love protecting me and covering me with a blanket that conquers all of my darkest impulses. Mm, when you get in that, that is that cousin? Because I says, wow, Dr. T, amen. Yeah, Dr. T. Mm, that's beautiful. That's powerful. That is so powerful. Have you ever guys gotten to that place like he just shared? We get that peace, that quietness, healthy communication where your communication with God is not affected by the things that are going around you, not affected by those things that are coming from within, where you can, when he says, I silence those things and sit in stillness, I find peace. Where I silence, because God's given us power, God has given us victory, we can silence those things. And when we do, and we sit in stillness, he said, I find peace. And then I know that in that peace is God's love protecting me and covering me with a blanket that covers all of my darkest impulses. Praise God, Dr. T. Praise God. You know, we should communicate with sincerity. And that's being sincere. Thank you, Dr. Terrell, for being open and sharing that. That was really, really beautiful, Dr. Terrell. Beautiful and powerful. I think I might want to print that out and just tape that up on a wall. My mom says this, I trust God in everything I do, the good and the bad. God has kept me during this pandemic, and I am grateful. Wow. That's the way it was with me back in February. I just didn't know how to put it in words. Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Mom. Thank you for sharing that. It is true, Mom. That is true. Brian says, peace be still. Brian says, peace be still. You know, Psalm chapter 51, verse 10 through 12, it reads, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. You know, guys, sincerity. You can say, like this writer in Psalm, this psalm says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And this is a Psalm of David. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. You know, we should communicate with sincerity. That's sincerity. That's sincerity. You know, and I believe faith is born out of that sincerity. We say, you know, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe that you will do what you said you would do. I'm going to believe you. Create me a clean heart, O God. And, you know, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it reads, it says this, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. We should communicate with sincerity. We should communicate with this faith. With this faith, because just like Dr. T shared, he said, I know that in that peace is God's love protecting me and covering me with a blanket that conquers all of my darkest impulses. And faith, you know, your faith, your belief. So when you come, when you have that communication with God, come sincere with a sincere heart. I know, Lord, that you are in control. I know, Lord, that you can do these things in my life. I know that you are able to sustain me. I know that you have me. I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know I am a sinner saved by grace. Thank you, Lord. Communicate with sincerity. Make sure your heart is in the right place. So first point tonight, communicating with reverence, reverencing God, having that respect that he is holy, having that respect that I should fear him because he is holy, because he is I am, you know. And then second point, communicating with praise on our lips. Third point, we should communicate with sincerity. Speak from your heart. Lord, I can't do this without you. I bless your name. I praise you. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining me. Thank you, Lord, for being my rock. Thank you for being my light. Thank you for light. Thank you for leading me in the valley of the shadow of death. You know, thank you for keeping me. And speak from your heart. We talk about that, this healthy relationship. We talk about healthy relationship. Brian is sharing Psalm 46, 10 through 11. Let me read what it says. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. Healthy communication. Praising God for who he is. Praising God and being still. It goes along with what Dr. C was saying. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Have faith that he is God. Have faith that he is with you. We're talking about this healthy communication. Having a good and biblical view of who God is. We should communicate with sincerity. Be sincere. Come with a clean heart. Come with a heart that's ready, a heart that praises his name, a heart that believes. You know, Brian says, when I go through the good, bad, or indifference, I'm always with you. Yeah, he's always with you. So when you come before him, you understand, look, I bless you, Lord. My situation might not change, but God will change you in the midst of that situation. God might not change the situation, but he will carry you in the midst of that situation. We have that healthy communication where you don't allow the things around you, the cares of this world, when you don't allow the things that you've been through to keep you from moving forward, to keep you from doing what God has called you to do, to keep you from communicating with him. How many of you guys, when you go through things, you say, you know, do you ever stop talking to God when you're going through? Or do you run to God and say, I'm going to talk even more? And then I'm going to pray that you change my mind, change my heart as I am going through. My cousin says this, yes, Brian, great scripture reference, reassurance from God's holy word. Words. Yeah. Yes. Amen. You know, so guys, let's have this great communication with God where we can be honest with him, where we praise and we thank him. We have this faith, you know, I feel as if, guys, when you have that healthy communication with God and you communicate with him, you can be open to hear. You'll be open to hear clearer from the Lord, because when you have that relationship and you actually speak to God and you actually pray, you read his word, you meditate, then you listen for the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Guess what? When you have that healthy communication with God, guess what? You can hear God for yourself more clearly. Because guess what? You know his voice and you know his voice. You know, Dr. T says this, sincerity involves claiming all that we are feeling. We confess all that we are experiencing. We can tell God anything. He will listen. He will allow us to walk through the darkness and discover on our own that he is the light. The sincerity is free will. The sincerity is him allowing us all of the things which bother us and to allow us to come to him, realize that he has been there all along. We only had to let him in. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Dr. T. That's so true. Brian says, God knows the plans he has for us. Yes, he knows the plans he has for us. And it's on our part. It's on our part to have faith in those plans that we believe that he has, those plans that we believe he has for us. So God knows the plans he has for us, and we have to have faith that those plans will come to pass. And that goes to Jeremiah 29:11. You know, I love that, guys. Check that out. Check that out. You know, also, guys, I feel like this. When you have that healthy communication from God, right? I already read Psalm 51, verses 10 through 11. You talk about creating me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then David writes in verse 13, then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. You know, the thing about it is this. I feel like when you have that healthy communication with God, you're praying these prayers, creating me, please do not cast me away. Restore, create. Do not cast. Restore. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. So when you have a healthy communication with God and you're praying this prayer, Lord, please create me a pure heart. Please don't cast me away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. Yes, he is. And sinners will turn back to you. Sins will turn back to you. When you have that healthy communication with God and you're open, guess what? When you have that openness, that open communication with God, and you're honest, guess what? When you've done these, you pray these prayers, then you can teach transgressors his ways. You can teach about God. You can teach about his goodness. You know, and listen, God wants that relationship with you. Because I said, Dr. T, God is using you tonight. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know, God wants that relationship with you. God wants that relationship with you. He wants us to have a healthy relationship with him when we're communicating. But we have to have our mindset also when we approach God with reverence, reverencing him. Come as you are. He will meet you wherever you are. He will meet you right there. He will meet you at that point where you feel like you cannot be met. Guess what? Reverence who he is. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for, thank him, give thanks. Pray. And then be willing to listen to hear what the Lord has to say to you as well. Then communicate with honesty. Then communicate with sincerity. Having faith. Having faith. I feel like faith is born of that sincerity. When you have that, when you're sincere, your heart is in the right place, guess what? You can have that faith that he hears you. You can have that faith that you have to be willing and be open. But you got to trust and believe that God wants to have that relationship with you. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. So you're not alone. You're not alone. Healthy communication with God. Are you willing to do that? If you're not doing that right now, but if you're not doing that, guess what? You can. You can have that communication right now. Sometimes, guys, you got to say, send this prayer, Lord, please forgive me for being a sinner. Please forgive me for my sins. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he gave his life on a cross for me, that he gave his life for me. I pray that you will come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come into my heart, that you will speak to me, that you will teach me, that I can have this healthy communication with God. And I pray that you will be Lord in my life, in my heart. In Jesus' name, I pray. You know, guys, listen, God's about restoring. God's about restoring. If you need that health communication, you can have it. You know, if you're doing that already and you're speaking with the Lord and the Lord is speaking back to you, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and you're respecting him for who he is, and you're giving praise and you're thanking him, you praise him, keep on doing it. Be honest with God. God will bring you through whatever it is that you're going through. But he wants to have a healthy communication. It's not a one-way thing where you just take your wish list to him, like Tamisha said earlier in the program. It's a matter of you coming with a sincere heart, honest with them. I need you in my life. I need you to move in my life, Lord. Healthy communication with God. This is the most important, because when you have this healthy communication with God, it's going to help you better have communication with the people around you. And it's the best relationship to make sure you have that healthy communication with your Creator. That's the best one. Have that relationship first. But I just pray that you will be encouraged tonight. I pray that something spoken, I know I've been encouraged tonight. My cousin says, thank you for sharing. Yes. She says, Dr. Reverend Cuz, Gregory Wright, thank you for sharing God's lesson tonight. We should carry this in our heart, our trust, and our actions for the week, month, year, and the rest of our spiritual life. God bless you. Love you, Cuz Aunt. I love you too, Cuz Aunt. I love you too, Cuz Aunt. Mom says, blessings to all. Good night. Love you, Mom. I appreciate you guys for coming through. Those who came through and spoke for a little while, thank you so much. Dr. T, thank you for sharing. And please share this on your pages, guys. Healthy communication. And also, guys, soon I will be starting the ministry part even more so for Fire Heart Ministry. And if I come on Sundays, guys, I just want to know what times would you possibly be able to come through if I were to do this on Sunday mornings. Now, I'm not trying to pull people from their churches, you know, but I just want to know what time would you be able to come through either Saturday or Sunday. I just want to get your opinion and get some feedback as I'm in prayer about this next step of the ministry. But I just want to say God bless you. I want to put that out there and just see what you guys thought. What times would work best for you guys if you were able to come on Sunday mornings. But God bless you. Guys, continue to pray for me as I'll continue to pray for you. Thank you for praying for my family. And I'm praying for those who've lost loved ones and those families who are hurting right now. And let's pray for one another. Let's pray for one another. And I encourage you to have a healthy communication with God. God bless you. Have a great night. And I will see you again this coming Thursday, and definitely, Lord willingly, and hopefully next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you.